We are up to Lamed Aleph, some famous Gemaras coming up. We have this Gemara right at the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara says, let me just mute the page turning over here. All right. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis learned, that's how they became rabbis. La'olam yehe adam anvesan kehillel v'al yehe kapdan kishamai. A person should always be very, it sounds like humble, but the Sefaria here translates it as patient, like Hillel, and you shouldn't be stingy or impatient like Shammai. Ma'ase b'shnei b'nei adam, there was a story with two people. Shehimru zed zed, they made a bet. So Amru call me Sheikh Yachnias Hill Vital of Arba Meozuz. Anyone who can get Hillel to get upset will get $400. 400 Zuz. Amr Echan, remember you could buy an entire goat with only 2 Zuz, so this is a lot of money. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know why we say Chad Gadja has 2 Zuz. I mean, that sounds like very little money. But either way. Amr Echan Mehem Ani Aknitana. I'm gonna get him upset. So also, Yom Erev Shabbos, Hayav Hillel Chafaf Es Rosho. Erev Shabbos, and Hillel was washing his hair. Halacha Avar Al Pesach Beisa. This guy was passing by the house. Amar Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel, Hillel, you here? Hillel, are you here? And Nisatif Yatzel Lekrosso. So Hillel covers up, and he comes to greet him. So Amar Lo Benim, Atam Avakish. What do you want? Amar Lo Sheli Yishli Shaol. I have a question. Amar Lo Shabani Shaol. Mibnei Rasha, Mibnei Ra, Mibnei Ma Rasha, and Shabav Laim. Sigal galos, interesting word, like a segal, like a circle, but here it means like an oval. He says, why are the Babylonians' heads shaped as ovals, which is, you know, an affront to somewhat to Hillel, who is from Babel. So Amar lo b'ni, she'ela gadola sha'alta, very good question. Mibnei she'ein lahem achayos pikhos, the midwives in Babel aren't very smart. They're not very they're not experts, and therefore, when the children come out, they don't have the ability to form the head in the right way, and that's why the heads are a little deformed. Interesting. So that didn't work. Halach v'himtin sha'achas. He waited a while, not necessarily an entire hour, because it's right before Shabbos. Chazav Amr Mikan Hill, Mikan Hill, are you there, Hill? Nisati Vesel Dekrosso. Amr lo Mavak Mata Mavakish. Amr lo Sheila Yishli Yisho. Amr lo Shabbos Nishal. So he says, ask your question. Yesh mipnei ma inan shel tarmodian terutos. Why is it that the people from Tarmod, here it says in the Sefaria Tadmor, I don't know why it changes in the English, but why are their eyes all messed up? Rashi says rakos, or soft. The Sefaria here says bleary. Not exactly sure which either one means, but he says, "Amar lo, bini sheila gadolach shalta." You ask a question. Bibnei shedarin bein hacholos. They live in a very sandy place, and therefore the sand gets in their eyes and messes with their eyes. Okay. So now Gemara says, "Halchin d'shachas." Didn't work. So he went. He gets said again. Chazavam mikan hill, mikan hill, and satir v'atzur lekros. So amar lo bini ma'atam avak shamar lo sheila yeshil shamar lo shel bini shal. Ask a question. So he says, "Mibnei Mara Glen Shal Afrikim Rechavos." Why are African people's feet so wide? So Amar lo Bnei She'ela Gadol Shal. It's a good question. Mibnei Shadaran Bein Bitzei Amayim. They live in swamps. They need very wide feet to traverse the difficult terrain. So Amar lo She'elas Harvi Yesh Li Shal. I had so many questions. Misari Nisham Atichos. I'm so worried that you're going to get angry. Nisat V'yashal Lefanav. So he cloaked himself and sat in front of him. Any question you have, shoot away. So Amar le Atahu Hillel Shekar Nascha Nasi Yisrael. Are you the Hillel they call the prince of the Jewish people? So Amar le Hein, that's me. So Amar le Im Atahu, if that's you, Lo Yirbu Kamoscha B'Yisrael. There shouldn't be many people like you in the Jewish people. Very startling statement. So Amar le Benim Ibnei Ma. What's so terrible about me? So Amar lo Bnei She'ibadeti Ayadcha Arba Meozuz. You made me lose $400. That's why I don't want people like you. It's pretty personal. Either way.
It says here that 400 Zuz was approximately 4 ma. month's salary.
Okay, a little more than $400. 4 months' salary, that means... I can't do the math about how much money that is for a goat. But you can figure out the money for your Seder this year. So any accountants on the line? David, you can figure that one out. Okay. Amar lo, hevezar beruchacha kedai beruchacha. Be very careful with your ruach, with your soul, your attitude, I'm not sure. Kedai hu hila shetabed al yado arba me'azuz v'arba me'azuz v'hila lo yakbid. It's possible that hila could lose a lot of people 400 zuz and he still wouldn't get upset about it. Okay. So there's some good musar, I guess. Don't be so upset. Otherwise, you might cause people to lose $400 or 4 months' salary. Okay, Tanu Rabban and the rabbis learned, Masa begoy achad sheba lefnei Shammai. There was a non-Jew that came in front of Shammai. So you'll see where this is going if anyone's familiar with the Gemara. Amar lo kama Torahs yesh lachem. How many Torahs do you have? Amar lo shtayim. I have two Torahs. We have two Torahs. Torah shebechsav and Torah shebaalpeh. So amar lo shebechsav ani ma'amincha. Shebaalpeh ini ma'amincha. I believe in the written Torah, but I don't believe in the oral Torah. So Gairani Amnash Klamini Torah Shebachsav, he says to Shammai, he says, convert me on condition that you teach me only the written Torah. So Garababa Hotsiub is Nzifa. He threw him out with anger, with reprimanding. So Balaf Nahil, he comes in front of Hillel. So Gairai Hillel was willing to convert him. I'm not exactly sure if it means literally convert him because it doesn't make sense that he doesn't know anything. So Yomakama Amarlay Aleph Bez Gimel Dal, he taught them Aleph Bez. So Lamachar Afik Lay, the next day he switched the order. He said, Tuf, Shin, Resh, Kuf. He says, wait a second, Amarlay, Vilhas Malom Artilachi, you didn't say that yesterday. So Amarlay Lava Lai Didika Samachta, aren't you basing it on my word? Anything that's oral, you have to trust me too. So he's basically teaching the convert a lesson that you need the oral Torah. It makes no sense to have a written Torah without the oral Torah. You need the teacher that you can trust. Okay. Teach me the entire Torah while I'm standing on one foot. So it's chafa ba'amas abinyan shebiyado. It's not exactly clear what this means, but it sounds like he hit him away with a ruler. I'm sure there are a lot of interesting commentaries on what that means or what that represents. But the person named Balef Nehillel, he came to front of Hillel, Gai Rei, and he converted him. Amar lo et ha'alach l'sani l'chavercha l'osavit zuhi kolat arakula v'idach pirshahu zil gamar. He says, anything that you would not want but done to yourself, to your friend, don't do. That is the entire Torah. Everything else is simply explanation. Very interesting Gemara. Obviously, everyone I would assume a lot of people are familiar with it in one way or another. People think that this is referring to V'hafta L'Recha Kamocha. It might be. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that who is the friend that you're talking about? Anything you don't want done, don't do to your friend. So Rashi says it's referring to Hashem. That anything Hashem doesn't want, so you shouldn't do to him. Interesting how to apply that, but Rashi does say that it could also refer to a friend. Okay. Shuv Ma'asa B'Gayacha Shehaya Over Achari Beis HaMedesh Hashem Kol Sofer Ahishaya Omer Ve'ilah B'Gidam Asher Yasu Chosh Ve'Fod. So a guy passing by a shul, and he heard the sofer, the scribe, writing down the Torah, and he was writing it out loud. He was saying it out loud while he wrote it. So he said that these are the pieces of clothing that the Kohen Gadol should wear. The Choshen and the Ephod, Amrullah Halalu Lami, who are these four? So Amrullah, the Kohen Gadol, these beautiful garments are for the Kohen Gadol. So Amr also, Goy Ba'atzmo, Elech Ve'ezgar B'shoshe Yisimeni Kohen Gadol, I'm going to convert on condition that they make me the high priest. So Balav Neshame, Amrullah, Gai Reinam Nash, Yisimeni Kohen Gadol, Chafo Ba'amas Ha'ben B'shabiyado. He throws him out again with this ruler, this yardstick. Balav Nehillel, he came to front of Hillel, and Hillel did convert him. Okay, not exactly sure how what his impression was, but Amar lo kluma midi melech ela mishi yodea tachsisei v'achos. Do you ever convert? Hillel says to the convert. Do you ever convert someone with who knows the different protocols of being appointed to a king? Lech lemod tachsisei v'achos. Go learn how to be a king. So halach v'kara. I guess that means he went to go become the high priest. So Kevin Shehigid Vahazar Shehigia Vahazar Karev Yumas, then a non-Jew or a non-Kohen who brings Karbanos is going to be liable to death penalty. So Amar Lo, Mir Kazel Minamar, who's that talking about? He says, Amar Lo, Afilu Al David Melech Yisrael, even David, King David, that pasuk is referring to. If he brought Karbanos, you'd be in trouble. He's not a Kohen, comes from Yehuda. So the non-Jew, or the convert now, says a Kavachomer. Uma Yisrael, Shenikru Banu L'makom. And what about the Jewish people who are called the sons of Hashem? Umitoch Ava She'ava Karlem B'ni B'chor Yisrael, from the Yitzias Mitzrayim story. He says that they're considered the firstborn for Hashem. K'siv Aleim Hazara Karev Yimas. And even so, even though they're children of God, they're still considered foreigners, that they would die if they brought Karbanos. Ger HaKal Sheba Mekalo V'Sar Milo Alachas Kama Kama. A non-Jew who came along and became Jewish just with his with a stick and a bag, how much more so is that pasuk going to apply to him? And therefore, he realized that he couldn't become the Kohen Gadol. So Balav Neshamei Amar Lo Klum Ra'ay Ani Lo'os Kohen Gadol. He says to Shamei, am I able to be the Kohen Gadol? V'alok Siva Tor V'Azar Kav Yimas. Okay, he basically understood that from Shammai. So Balav Nehila Amar Lo An V'San Hillel Thank you, Hillel. You brought me under Hashem's auspices, under Hashem's wings. Even if I couldn't become the Kohen Gadol, you made it so that I felt important, that I felt purposeful as being Jewish. All three of them came to the same place. It was the impatience or the rashness of Hillel, of Shammai, that almost got me out of the world. And v'sanusa shel Hillel kerav tanu tachas kanfei Hashchina. But it was the humility or the patience of Hillel that brought me to Hashem's auspices. Okay. Another famous Gemara coming up. The six questions are going to ask you when we pass away. So Amar Ish Lakish Ma'adich Seva Hayamunasi Tachos Nishuos Chachmas Chachmas Vedas Vegomer. Pasuk in Yeshayahu says that the faith of your times shall be strength of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. And then it ends off, Yiras Hashem Otzaro, that the fear of Hashem is your treasure. So the Gemara says, Emunas. What does that mean? Emunas, faith? So that's referring to Seder's Rhyme. A lot of drushes to be made here, but the faith that you have to have in making in the fact that your produce is going to produce is going to prosper. So itecha times zeh seder moed, that's referring to all the holidays, Shabbos, which we're doing now, Erevin, Pesachim, etc. Chosen, which is strength? I think that's strength. So zeh seder nashim, that's referring to the women, because they're strong. Yeshua, salvation, zeh seder nezikin, that you have to be saved from all the damages. So that's the Sanhedrin, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, etc. Chachmas, and knowledge, that's seder kachim, I guess because it's complicated. Vedas, or chachmas is wisdom, is kachim. Vedas, zeh seder tahoros. So those are, the pasuk is referring to the six sidrei mishnah. Vafil hach, and even with all of that learning, you learned all of Shas. I feel like Yiras Hashem Hiyotara, doesn't matter how much you learn, you still have to have fear of heaven. That's the most important key. So Amarava Bashash Machnesan Adnal Din Omram Lo, when a person goes into judgment after they pass. So they're gonna ask him, Nasazav Nasatav Emuna, did you do your business with faithfulness? Were you trustworthy? Kavata Idim Latorah, did you make times to study Torah every day? Did you do Daf Yomi? So Asakta Pura Verivya, did you try to have children? Tzipisal Yeshua, did you yearn for salvation for Mashiach? Pilpalta B'chachma, did you try to go into depth with your learning? Hevanta David Tavar, did you try to induce one thing from another? So Vafil Hachi Iyiras Hashem Yotzaro in Ilolo, doesn't matter if you can answer yes to all those questions. If you don't have Yiras Hashem, it doesn't work, doesn't matter. So Mashal Adam Shem L'Shulcho, like a person who asks his friend, Messenger, Halei li kor chitin l'aliyah, bring up this wheat to the storehouse, to the second floor. Halach v'helalo, and he brought it up. So Amar lo yiraftali behen kav chomtin. Did you put in some chomtin, which is some kind of preservative? Says Amar lo lav. So Amar lo mutavim lo helisa. It would have been better if you didn't bring all that wheat up, because now, even though you brought it up, it's not going to last. It's not going to preserve, and therefore it's not worth it that you, to bring it up in the first place. That's the same thing. You do all these things, but if you don't have Yiras Hashem, if you don't fear Hashem, so it's not worth it to do any of them in the first place. So Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Ma'ariv Adam Kav Chomtim Mekorat Shaltuah Ve'Nechoshesh, you mix it in with a core of wheat and you'll be okay. Rashi says you're not liable if you sell it and it's not going to work out, because you put the preservative in and that's not your fault anymore after that. Okay. Amar Rabba Rav Huna Kolam Sheish B'Torah Ve'Em Bo Yiras Shamayim, someone who has Torah, very learned person, but doesn't fear God. Doma legizbar shemastu l'mavteich sapnimius u'mavteich sachitzonios. Lo masu lo. So behei ayal. So a person has keys to the inner courtyard, but not keys to the outer courtyard. Meaning you have Torah, but you can't access the Torah properly without Yiras Hashem. So which key will help you get in? Even though you have the key, so it's not going to work unless you can get there. So Machas Rabbi Yane, Chaval al Deleisle Darsa Visar al Darsa Avid. It's woe unto a person who has a key for a courtyard but doesn't have a courtyard. Okay, Amar of Yehuda Lo Bara Kadosh Baruch Hu Esolama Elik Deshiru Milfanav Shnemar Velikim Asasiru Milfanav, that Hashem made the world so the people would fear Him. Okay. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Elazar, Havu Yasfi. Rabbi Simon and Rabbi Elazar were sitting. Chalif Azel, Rabbi Kiva Baracha. Rabbi Kiva Baracha passed by, and Amar Lechad Lechavre, one of those said to the other, we don't know which one yet. So Neku Mikamei, we should stand for him. Degavar Dachil Chatinu, he fears sin. So Amar Le Idach, Neku Mikamei, Degvar Bar Aryan, who? Let's stand because he is a man of Torah. So Amar Lei Amin Alach Ania Ana Digvar Dachel Chatin Hu Va'Amart At Bar Aryan Hu. You think we should stand up for him because he's a learner? Instead, you should stand up because he fears sin. Okay, meaning fear of sin is greater than the learning. So Tistaim to Rabbi Elazar Hu. We understand that it was probably Rabbi Elazar who said that it was more important to stand because of the sin fearing of Rabbi Akiva Baracha. To Amar Digvar Dachel Chetin Hu, to Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Ein Lakadosh Baruch Hu Olam Ela Yiras Shamayim Bavad, Shemar Ta Yisrael Mashem Lekach Yiras Shalom Yamach Kiyam Liras Hashem Lekach, Uchsiv Ayomar Al Adam Hein Yiras Hashem Hichach Bavakomer, Shekim Lashon Nivay Kor L'Achas Hein. Not really exactly sure what the Hein is there for. Because it says Hein in that Pasuk, therefore, that's a person. Hain, this person, is a Yara Hashem. He Chachma, meaning these, based on these Pesukim, Rabbi Elazar thought, the most important thing to do is be Yara Shemayim. Okay. Darish Rabbi Ula. Ma'adil Siv Al Tirsha Harbe, don't be so wicked. Harbe Hudzul Lirsha Hama'at Lirsha. This the Pasuk sounds from Koheles to say that you shouldn't be very wicked, but you could be a little wicked. So what does that mean? So Elamisha Achal Shum Reach Onodev Yachzav Yachal Shum Achav Yireach Onodev. Person ate garlic and now he has bad breath. Does that mean he should keep eating garlic to get more bad breath? Basically meaning if someone made mistakes in his life, you shouldn't say, okay, let's throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'll just keep, you know, what good am I? I'll just keep doing the bad things. No, you should stop as soon as you can, so that your bad breath will go away as soon as you can. This is actually a halal. I think we're going to see this later on in the Masech, if I'm not mistaken, when it comes to Muktzah. So Machlokas in Muktzah, if you pick something up, can you keep carrying it? Or do you have to drop it? So one of the phrases they apply to that concept is that if you eat garlic, should you keep eating it? Right? If you pick something Muktzah up, should you keep walking around with it? You're still doing the wrong thing. So that's one of the concepts, even though here it's talking about general wickedness. So Darash Rabbi Ulam, Ma'idach Siv, Ki Ein Chartzuvos L'mosom Bari Ulam. What does it mean when it says, there are no pings at their death and their body is sound. Pasuk and Tehillim. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Dayan L'Rishayim, She'enan Charedim Atzeim Miyom HaMisa, El Shalim Bari Lehem Kulam. That it's not enough for the wicked people that they're not afraid and they're not sad from dying, and even worse than that, their heart is so okay with it. It's like open that they're healthy. An ulam is like a storehouse or a hallway. They don't care that they're not afraid of death because of their sins. The wicked people know that they're doing the wrong things. They know that what they're doing causes them to bring death penalties. But they have fat on their kidneys. I'm sure there are different ways to understand this, but basically there's something that's impenetrable to them. Their heart is not getting the message. So that's why it says, and of those who after them speak approvingly, I'm not sure what that means. They're aware of their fate and speak of it, but it does not affect them. Okay. Back to our regular scheduled program. Shabbos. Chasa on air. You're worried about the candle. Rabbi Yossi, come on, Svirlei. Who does Rabbi Yossi hold? Like Rabbi Yossi is the one that said that everything that the Mishnah said, you put the candle out for any reason, even to save the oil or to save the candle, that's okay as long as you're not just doing it for the wick. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi, come on, Svirlei. Ik Rabbi Yehuda, Svirlei. If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and all of these things that are Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa really should be Chayev. So Afilu B'Hanaf Nami L'Chayev. So you should also agree that the other ones are Chayev. If he holds like Rabbi Shimon, that really Machshen Srich Lagufa, if you're doing an act which is for a different purpose of its original idea of the Mishkan, so then you'd be Pater, only Asur Midir Rabbanan. So if that was the case, Psila Naami Liftar, he should all say it's Chay Midir Rabbanan for the wick. So Amar Ulo, all on Rabbi Yehuda Sphere, they really hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and they should all be Chayev. Because Rabbi Yossi, Yososer, Amanas Livnos, Bim Komahavi Soser. While Rabbi Yehuda thinks that one is Chayev for Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa, Rabbi Yossi thought that the only time that it is Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa, She'en Tzrich L'Gufa, is when he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi thinks that the only time that you'd be chayiv, though, is when you're going to redo something or rebuild something in the same place. Here it's using the malacha of building, but I believe it's talking generally also that when you do one of the extinguishing malachas, like fire or like destroying a building, you have to redo it. You redo the fire in the same exact place, otherwise it's not going to be considered the true purpose of the malacha. So Almanas Lidnos Shalobim Kombo Lo Havisoser. If you are rebuilding or relighting the fire somewhere else at a different time, so that's not considered a real bona fide destruction, and you wouldn't be getting malacha for that. So the only reason, however, the only point is that we'll see in a second. Amalei Rabba Michti Kol Malachos Li'Alfin Alu Mishkan. We learn all the malachas from the Mishkan. Why is it that you're not allowed to destroy something? You're not allowed to break down a building? It's because you're going to be rebuilding it. Where does that come from? That comes from the Mishkan. They would break down the building of the Mishkan. They would go somewhere else and they would build it. So according to Rabbi Yossi, why is it that he only thinks that the purpose of unbuilding, of breaking something down, that would be bona fide and significant in its destruction is when you build it in the same place? The purpose of it when it came to the Mishkan was to build it in a different place. So he says, yeah, no, that's different. When the Jewish people had to rebuild the Mishkan, it's because Hashem said to rebuild it in a different place. And therefore, that's significant regardless of the fact that it's on the same spot, because Hashem said so. Rabbi Yochanan Amar La'olam Rabbi Shimon Sivirlei. Really, it's like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi also like Rabbi Shimon, that everything is really Pater Aval Aser. And it's only Chayv Midir Rabbanu. Ma'ashna P'sil, why is it different by the wick? Kedam Rav Hamnuna, V'itim Rav Adabar, Hava Hach, B'Fsila, Shetzarech La'av Hava Haskinan. This is talking about a wick that has to be singed. De Bahi Afila Rabbi Shimon Moti. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree to come and sack in mana that when you singe the wick, that first time when you put that wick off and then you're going to take it away, you're going to extinguish it, that's going to be finishing the wick. It's not because of mechabe. It's not because of melchshin and tzrich leguf that you're extinguishing, but rather it's because you're fixing the wick. That makes sense because it says you're making charcoal, that it was made into a charcoal. It's that you literally made it. You made the charcoal that can be lit again. Shmamina. We learn that Rabbi Yossi really held like Rabbi Shimon with that little caveat. Okay. The Mishnah then says, continuing about Mamad Likin.
And therefore it wouldn't matter if it's in its place or not. Is that what we were referring to?
Correct. Yeah, that was within Rabbi Yehuda's conversation. This is what Rabbi Shimon, doesn't matter, yeah. So Mishnah says, Al Shal Shavesh Nashim Mesos V'Shas Le'dasan. Three reasons that a woman would die during childbirth. One is because she's not careful with taras mishpacha. She doesn't keep nida laws. And another possibility is she doesn't take challah. And another one is that she doesn't light Shabbos candles. So nida my time. Why is it that someone who doesn't observe the laws of nida would get childbirth, would die during childbirth? One is a destruction or a sin that has to do with her insides. She's also going to die with something on her insides. That makes sense for Nida when it's on the insides. But with Chala and lighting a candle and lighting Shabbos candles, so what does that have to do with dying during childbirth? So he says, "Kedidari shahu gililaa alei derev chista." This Galilean one said to Rev Chista, "Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, revius dam nasati b'chem al iske dam hisarti eschem." I gave you a revius of blood. I guess when you were a child, and on the matters of that blood, I am warning you. Rashis karasi eschem. I first called you the beginning, which right, Rashis Yisrael. Al iske reishis yisarti eschem. I told you that you have to bring challah, which is the first before you, is from your produce, from your dough. So neshama nasati lechem. I gave you a neshama, a soul, which is called a ner. Al iske ner yisarti eschem. I'm also warning you about when you create souls, maybe, which is when you are having children. If you fulfill the purpose of your soul, so then I will allow you to live. But if not, so then I will take your soul away. And the Gemara says, okay, we'll continue this tomorrow. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. Shkayach Rabosai.
Thank you.
Wish you be well. Refuah shlema to all of those who need our tefillos and davening. Wish you have a good day.